For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria, and this is today's Midday News Report. Firefighters are still battling two wildfires in Riverside County as of Friday morning. Though CAL FIRE says containment on the Bain fire has improved to 60%, while crews continue working to stop the spread of the Verona fire. Crews said throughout the week that the winds posed challenges to their efforts. Evacuations for the Verona fire were lifted, and streets in Riverside and Jurupa Valley are beginning to open up for traffic near the Bain fire. Still, Tara Fernandez with CAL FIRE says low humidity and gusts challenge area on ground crews.
When the wind shifts, it changes the direction of the fire path. That results in an operational change of how they're going to attack the fires.
Fernandez says fire behavior is unpredictable. She says residents should always take extreme caution in these situations.
Just because we lift or cancel evacuation orders or warnings, that the fire behavior can change at any moment, and those evacuations could be implemented again.
Fernandez says air crews will continue to suppress the fire from both the air and the ground. The two fires burning are also affecting resources for animals. The Animal Services Department is asking the community to foster or adopt pets from its overcrowded shelters. KVCR's Madison Ament has more.
The two fires burning through Riverside County are also affecting resources for animals. The Animal Services Department is asking the community to foster or adopt pets from its overcrowded shelters. The shelters were at 240% capacity before the Bain and Verona fires ignited Tuesday. Veronica Perez is with Riverside County Animal Services. She says they need to make space for animals being evacuated from fire zones.
Really leaning on people to consider opening their homes.
She says the department has waived adoption fees and people can temporarily foster animals, especially dogs.
That way we can get after the overcapacity and the overcrowding we're seeing and still be available if an animal has nowhere else to go.
Perez says even fostering over the holiday weekend would help. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
A rising number of parents of young kids in California say they struggle with food insecurity. That's according to the Stanford Center on Early Childhood, which found in January that 47% of parents surveyed answered yes to questions like, "Did you cut the size of your meal because there wasn't enough money for food?" Abigail Stewart-Kahn is managing director of the center.
One Sacramento County parent told us, "I'm having to starve myself so my children can eat." And that is an experience that is unfortunately replicated across the state of California. It's not an outlier when nearly half of California parents are having to make those kinds of impossible choices.
Parents also describe making trade-offs between paying for food and other basic needs. California lawmakers are alarmed by how federal immigration agents deal with detained patients receiving care at medical facilities. Some patients and health professionals say agents have impeded medical care treatment. Suzanne Potter with California News Service says two state bills hope to address these challenges.
Senate Bill 915 would largely prohibit the use of blackout policies in these cases. Reporting by KFF Health News finds that family members and attorneys have had a very hard time finding patients hospitalized while in immigration custody. In a recent Senate committee hearing, UC San Francisco ER doctor Francesco Sergi testified that ICE agents' behavior has severely restricted his ability to provide life-saving care.
ICE officers have refused to step out of my patients' rooms during sensitive medical exams, and they have denied me the ability to call patients' families and refused to allow to connect my patients to legal counsel.
The bill would require ICE agents to produce legal authorization to gain access to a patient's room. Staff would have to ask agents to leave during medical exams and patient care discussions and document any refusal to do so. A second bill, Senate Bill 1323, would require healthcare providers to make sure that staff and relevant volunteers know that they can respond when patients want families to know where they are. This story was produced with original reporting from Claudia Boyd Barrett for KFF Health News. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Keep supporting original local news by donating now at kvcr.org or by calling 877-512-8843.